Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bringing Words to Life: Robust Vocabulary Instruction by Isabel L. Beck, Margaret G. McKeown, and Linda Kukin. Is a professional education book focused on how teachers can teach vocabulary in ways that improve comprehension, discussion, and writing. Rather than treating vocabulary as a matter of memorizing definitions, the book argues for deliberate, lively, and repeated instruction that helps students truly know and use words. Widely used by K-12 teachers, literacy coaches, and reading specialists, it blends research with classroom practice. A central contribution of the book is its emphasis on choosing useful words for direct teaching, especially words that appear across many texts and situations. The authors also show how to introduce meanings clearly, revisit words across contexts, and design activities that require active thinking. The later edition expands attention to assessment, writing, content area learning, and support for struggling readers and English learners, making the book both a foundational text and a practical guide for current literacy instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, robust vocabulary instruction as a foundation for literacy. One of the book's most important ideas is that vocabulary instruction should be robust, not brief or incidental. The authors argue that students do not gain deep word knowledge simply by hearing a word once or copying a dictionary definition. Instead, they need instruction that is explicit, thoughtful, and sustained over time. This approach treats vocabulary as central to literacy development rather than as a minor classroom routine. The book connects word learning to reading comprehension because students understand texts more fully when they grasp important words with nuance and flexibility. It also links vocabulary to oral language and writing, since students need rich word knowledge to express precise meanings. A strong feature of the book is the way it turns this principle into teachable practice. Teachers are encouraged to explain words in student-friendly language, revisit them across several encounters, and involve students in discussion that pushes them to apply meanings. This moves vocabulary learning beyond recognition into actual use. The concept of robust instruction is what gives the book its enduring influence. It presents vocabulary development as an active, cumulative process that deserves planning, energy, and regular classroom time. Secondly, selecting high-utility words for direct teaching. A second major topic is the careful selection of words for instruction. The book is well known for helping teachers decide which words deserve direct attention, especially in the limited time available during reading instruction. The authors emphasize words that are useful across many contexts and likely to appear in varied academic and literary texts. These are often referred to as Tier 2 words, meaning words that are more precise and mature than everyday conversation, but not so specialized that they belong only to a single technical field. This framework helps teachers move away from spending too much time on obscure or easily inferred words. Instead, instruction can focus on vocabulary that gives students more power as readers and speakers. The book explains that strong word choice matters because not all unknown words have equal value. Some words open access to many future texts, while others offer little long-term benefit. The authors also encourage teachers to consider teachability, conceptual importance, and connection to the text at hand. This topic stands out because it gives educators a manageable and research-based method for choosing words wisely. In practice, that makes vocabulary instruction more efficient, more coherent, and more likely to support broader language growth. Thirdly, teaching word meanings through active and engaging practice. The book does not stop at identifying good words to teach. It also explains how to teach them effectively. A core message is that students learn words best when instruction is interactive and cognitively demanding, rather than presenting a formal definition and moving on. The authors recommend student-friendly explanations, meaningful examples, and activities that require students to think about how a word works in different situations. This emphasis on active engagement distinguishes the book from more traditional vocabulary programs built around memorization. Students are asked to notice shades of meaning, compare examples and non-examples, and use words in speech and writing. Such tasks support deeper understanding because they make students process meaning rather than repeat it. Repeated exposure is another essential feature. The book stresses that a word should be revisited over time and encountered in multiple contexts so that knowledge becomes flexible and durable. Classroom talk plays a large role in this process, since discussion helps students test and refine understanding. The practical strength of this topic lies in its classroom usefulness. Teachers are given a model for turning word study into something lively, purposeful, and memorable, helping students become more interested in language while building stronger academic foundations. Fourthly, connecting vocabulary to reading, writing, and content learning. Another significant contribution of the book is its treatment of vocabulary as part of the larger literacy curriculum. And is cumbered and I dispower, The authors show that vocabulary instruction is not an isolated exercise, but a support for reading comprehension, classroom discussion, and written expression. 1. When students know words deeply, they can interpret texts with greater accuracy and subtlety. They are also better equipped to explain ideas, summarize information, and write with more clarity and precision. Later material associated with the second edition gives added attention to vocabulary and writing, reinforcing the idea that expressive language grows from deliberate word knowledge. The book also extends vocabulary teaching into content areas such as science, mathematics, and social studies. This matters because academic success often depends on understanding the language that carries concepts in those subjects. The authors recognize that content instruction requires a balance between domain-specific terms and broadly useful academic language. They also address multiple meaning words, which often create difficulty across subjects and grade levels. This topic makes the book especially valuable for educators who want to integrate vocabulary into daily teaching rather than confine it to a short literacy block. It presents vocabulary as a bridge between language growth and the demands of increasingly complex school texts. Lastly, differentiation, assessment, and support for diverse learners. The book is especially useful because it recognizes that vocabulary instruction must respond to student diversity. Not all learners come to school with the same oral language experiences, reading histories, or access to academic vocabulary. The authors therefore address ways to support struggling readers and English learners while maintaining ambitious expectations. Their approach does not reduce instruction to simplified exposure alone. It calls for clear explanations, repeated encounters, and deliberate opportunities to use words in meaningful ways. This is consistent with the broader argument that all students benefit from rich and explicit word teaching. The later edition also includes greater attention to assessment and to instructional differentiation. Assessment is treated as a practical necessity for understanding whether students can do more than recall a definition. Teachers need evidence that learners can recognize, interpret, and apply words across settings. Differentiation in this framework means adjusting supports while preserving strong vocabulary goals. The discussion is also relevant to response to intervention contexts, where systematic teaching and monitoring are important. This topic broadens the book's usefulness beyond general classroom guidance. It makes the text a realistic resource for schools serving mixed readiness levels and multilingual populations. And it strengthens the book's reputation as both research-grounded and responsive to actual teaching conditions. In conclusion, Bringing Words to Life is best suited for classroom teachers, reading specialists, literacy coaches, teacher educators, and school leaders who want a serious but usable framework for vocabulary teaching. It is especially valuable for educators who feel dissatisfied with worksheets, weekly word lists, or definition-based routines that do little to change students' reading and language performance. The book offers practical benefits because it helps teachers choose better words, teach them more clearly, and build routines that foster repeated, meaningful use. Its intellectual benefit is equally important. It reframes vocabulary as a central part of literacy development rather than a minor supplement to comprehension instruction. What makes the book stand out in its field is the balance it achieves between research and practice. Many professional texts lean too heavily toward theory or toward disconnected classroom tips. This one is influential because it joins a clear rationale with concrete methods, examples, and instructional principles that teachers can carry into real lessons. Its continued relevance also comes from the way later editions address assessment, writing, content area language, and diverse learners. Among books on literacy instruction, it remains distinctive for showing that strong vocabulary teaching is both rigorous and teachable, and that it can transform the language life of a classroom. If you would like to support Isabel L. Beck, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.